This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is On the Media. I'm Bob Garfield. For the past 2 weeks, little was known about the enormous human caravan wending its way toward the U.S.-Mexico border, except that it was a political bonanza for the Republican Party.
And remember, it's going to be an election of the caravan. You know what I'm talking about.
Donald Trump characterized the exodus as a horde of would-be illegal immigrants about to surge over our unprotected borders to take our jobs, flood our communities with gang activity and drugs, and, as a bonus, harbor Middle Eastern terrorists.
And is now obviously trying to conflate both Middle Eastern terror and illegal immigration in sort of a double racist sandwich.
We're going to put the safety of Americans in the hands of Mexico, Geraldo? No, never.
That, as opposed to the truth. Thousands of desperate people, many of them women and children in fear of their lives, taking advantage of safety in numbers and no need to pay parasitic coyote traffickers, yet destined to wait in line for weeks or months to apply for legal political asylum. Sarah Kenosian, a freelance reporter traveling with the caravan, has written for the Daily Beast about the cruel reality behind the surge of migrants. Not an invasion or a stunt to bait Donald Trump, but the desperate reaction to ongoing crisis in Honduras. Sarah, welcome to On the Media.
Thank you for having me.
Now, until the last couple of days, we're speaking on Thursday afternoon, it was kind of mysterious how this gigantic population of trekkers would so quickly coalesce, but we now know more. And it begins, I guess, with a guy named Bartolo Fuentes, a leftist former politician in Honduras. What was his role in all of this?
Well, to be honest, I think that Bartolo is sort of the second stage of this. According to Bartolo, and I have not been able to confirm this, there were other people who had planned much smaller caravans. He saw information about it on Facebook and decided to get in touch with those organizers. He has a lifetime of experience in facilitating immigration. And so he got in touch with them, verified it, and then he shared the post on Facebook. According to Bartolo, what happened was there was maybe 200, 300 people. And then there was this news report on Honduras' most watched cable news network called HCH.
Se va a ir caminando hacia los Estados Unidos.
Sí, buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes.
That identified him as the leader.
Se llama Bartolo Fuentes. Él es uno de los que nos...
And that ultimately said that he would be paying for food and other costs for people.
Que le va a dar la comida y los demás gastos en este viaje.
Estamos esperando unas ayudas.
And he said from there he got tons and tons and tons of calls. But, you know, I don't think that's sort of the explanation. I think it helped start things and get them going. But then all of the other factors for why people migrate contribute to why it has snowballed in the way that it has. And that doesn't take away from the fact that this is an extraordinary amount of people. But he definitely credits that positive news report with the initial explosion.
On that report from HCH, here is what Bartolo Fuentes told you, and I'm reading from your story. In Honduras, the government wants to minimize why people are leaving. They know they're going to leave, and they want to say that they're doing so because of lies and the opposition, not the conditions that they, that is the government, created. This is in line with what the United States is saying, that there are false promises being made. And this pro-government news program played into that messaging, trying to say that there is financing when people really just need to get out. There is this right-wing media meme. It's actually video of caravan members being paid cash money. As the story is told, that it's, you know, George Soros money or Democratic Party money bribing people to head northward to invade our borders.
The Democrats want caravans. They like the caravans. A lot of people say, I wonder who started that caravan.
But that has been debunked, has it not?
Yeah, absolutely. There's been multiple fact checks on it, first by Univision, by the New York Times, by Snopes. There's absolutely nothing to back up that George Soros was paying anyone on the caravan. I believe that it was local businessmen, and it was a very, very small amount of money that was passed out to them. And that's really not unusual, considering the local support that we're seeing for migrants here in Mexico, both in the towns once people get there, and then along the roadway, there's people passing out water, banana, clothes. Yesterday, in the town where the migrants settled, people came out and were giving out toys, underwear, all these sorts of different necessities. So you're really seeing a groundswell of local support for this caravan.
Now, what's interesting about that trope is that its origins seem to be the Honduran ambassador to the United States who sent that video footage to a Republican congressman who immediately tweeted it out and thereupon caught fire. So this is not only midterm politics playing out, it's Honduran domestic politics. Why would it be in the Honduran government's interest to plant that false explanation?
The explanation that I've seen mostly going around Honduras, and something that I've seen parroted by the chargé d'affaires, the closest thing to the ambassador that the United States has right now in Honduras, is that this is funded by the opposition of Honduras, and that it is sort of a political game that people within the country are playing. That's sort of more the line that I've been seeing raised in Honduras, which makes sense. The country is extremely polarized, and then they just had a political crisis last year where there was a razor-thin election, and the machines counting the votes shut down, and when they came back on, the lead of the opponent slowly started to slip away, and the current president, Juan Orlando Hernandez, who had been the incumbent, won power. And so critics allege that he stole the election, and it sort of threw the country into unrest. 30 people died in that shuffle, mostly killed by security forces. So the country has kind of grown in polarization since. So, you know, this sort of feeds that narrative with a president that's frankly facing quite a legitimacy crisis.
No, I know you have to go. Let me ask you one last question. Is there one story that you've encountered that you think kind of crystallizes the situation, the personal drama, the politics, and the fear?
I mean, you turn around and every person you ask has another story that really just makes their claims credible. I met somebody the other day who said that his son was killed by gangs. The son was 14. He made a claim to the police, and now he's fleeing for his life. He's afraid to come forward, you know, with his name or any of the details in the press because he's afraid of it, that his family back home will be killed.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you.
Sarah Kenosian has been reporting on the migrant caravan for The Daily Beast.